7:43 on your Thursday. Welcome back into the studios. That's the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Brian Gary, along with Tanner Schwent, better known as Good Morning NoCo, with our producer Angel Padilla and Javala from Bruno Lilly Legal Inn for our Ask a Lawyer, as we always do on Thursdays. But it's just hanging with Javala is what we should call it. I like that. So, Javala, thank you for coming in today and bringing your wonderful attitude with you.
Thank you.
Helping me combat what I deal with in this dark cloud of a studio each day.
I know, I try.
I try.
I mean, Tanner's getting aggressive at this point.
More so through time, don't you think?
Yeah.
How long have you and I been working together?
Like, over the breaks are outlandish.
They are. I'm glad we weren't on today.
Outlandish. I did have a client of mine that said, you know, that Javala and you guys mean the stuff that you say on air about each other? And I'm like, no, we fight like cats and dogs. But I never know, you know, sometimes you bring the aggression in, and then sometimes it's me. But we do love having you in here and somebody to pick on. So I want to, it's the 60th anniversary of something today, correct?
A couple days ago. So there was a Supreme Court decision 60 years ago called Gideon versus Wainwright. And basically it was the decision that said indigent people have a right to counsel. So it created the public defender system.
Okay.
And part of the reason why I wanted to talk about it today was to talk about the difference between, you know, the private system and the public defender system, kind of what that means. I would say Colorado is really good at it. We have a great funding system. It's not like that in other states. Like, in fact, other states have a number of crises going on.
Well, because that's the stereotype, right? Is public defenders are bad, you know, or new lawyers or attorneys coming in.
They can be new. Prosecutors can be new, too.
Right.
A lot of people start their trial lawyer career as either a prosecutor or a public defender. And that's because when you're in that system, you get to go to trial all the time and basically practice. Otherwise, you don't really get that practice. And kind of the neat thing about me, I know.
If there is something.
I do private work and I do what would be considered public defender work. I'm considered alternate defense counsel, where if the public defender has a conflict, I get a number of those cases. So I'm always able to go to trial because those are the cases that generally go to trial and you continue to get your practice and experience. And so that's really important.
No, that is interesting. Why did you make – I'm assuming that's your decision to be on that list as an alternate. Is that right?
Yes. You have to apply for the contract, but it's not for everybody.
Is that just for you to keep your game in tip-top shape?
Yeah, I like it because, one, I like to give back, and two, because it does help me keep up with the experience, because not all my private pay clients can afford to pay for me to go to trial. So the people who don't have to pay for my services are more likely to say, I want to fight this case, and then I'm in trial quite a bit.
Right. Well, and you love trial.
Oh, my gosh. I love trial. Yes.
You just got out of trial, right?
I did.
What is that? We can't dive into specifics or anything like that, but what is it like coming out of a 2 week trial or something like that?
It was scheduled for 2 weeks, but we got done on Tuesday.
Okay. So what is the come down like off of, I would imagine a mental high, like when we talked with you last week, I know where your brain was. It was laser focused on the trial that was going on. What is that come down like off of that?
So there's this time period between when you close and the jury gets the case and your verdict, and all lawyers are just like dead to the world until you get the verdict. You just kind of sit there. And I like walked back to my office, and it was kind of the first time that I had like a group of new employees. And I was like, no, this is when I'm a zombie and I'm going to eat lots of chocolate and wander around, and I'm not going to make any kind of sense until we get our verdict.
Sounds like Brian on a daily basis.
Aw.
Sorry.
No,
okay, I am being mean.
Aggressive, man.
Sorry.
It is.
Sorry.
It is. No, he just keeps taking shots. But I've got to think that the trial, and I think we may have talked about this before, has got to be like when a performer You know, I know when I would plan my comedy variety shows, I would spend the time leading up to it, the preparation for it, putting all together of what I think is going to be this dynamite presentation. And you can't wait. I mean, when the time comes and you hit it, you go into a different gear. It's almost out of body, like, and yes. Something else takes over.
Yeah,
and the performance goes. But when it's done, I found that I went into just a I'm exhausted, yep. And I really don't want to think or talk to anybody, and I'm generally a little let down because everything I just built up for is over.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. And it's hard when you've got little ones running around because they want you to pay attention to them.
You've got to be at your best for them,
right?
Yeah.
But I get home and I'm just like, I can't. I just need to go to bed. I can't deal with life. This is over.
Do you generally take a break then after that before you dive into another case, or are you one who likes to... Or does it vary, I guess, from situation to situation of where you're at emotionally?
I need a break, but I didn't schedule a break. I was very lucky because Wednesday ended up being my break because we didn't plan on having that available. So Wednesday I did some, you know, light catch up and didn't really do any heavy lifting.
When's your next trial?
I think it's the first Wednesday in April. Is my next trial.
So yeah, that's next week.
Yeah, and I was originally set for next week as well. No, it's the
week after.
Oh,
no, it's the week after. Okay.
But I was set for next week as well, but that case ended up resolving.
Yeah, and it is just interesting, as again, we talked with Havla from Brennan Lilly Legal about, you know, some of the amount of things that we don't know about our own justice system, because it's not something that I don't think a lot of people think about until you need it, until you're involved in it, right? So when you talk about the public defenders and things like that, so if I'm somebody, I am accused of a crime, I don't have the money to go and hire an attorney, do I get to pick from the pool of public defenders, or are they just assigned to you?
They're just assigned to you. So you have a right to counsel, but unless you're paying for it, you don't have a right to pick your counsel. So you get the public defender that you get.
Okay, go ahead, Tanner.
No, just one quick follow-up. In Weld County, are those public defenders pretty damn good at their job?
Yeah, they are. I tell people when they're kind of on the fence and maybe they qualify for the public defender, I'm like, look, we got people who graduate from Harvard over there. So let's not stick with the stereotypes. If it's something that you need so that you don't have to pay for an attorney, I would apply because there's a great number of lawyers over there that know how to do their job.
I know time's ticking and so forth, but I'm wondering, there's a term we hear all the time. You always hear trial lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
What does that actually mean? And how isn't every lawyer a trial lawyer? It just, to me, you know, as your average dude, it's kind of confusing.
No, and I wonder about that a lot when you hear the advertising, right? Like a lot of lawyers will come in and say, well, we're a trial lawyer, so you should hire us. And I think people don't really understand what that means. But really, truly, what it means is we're tried and true, and the other side knows that we're not afraid to put them to the test, right? So a prosecutor, their case may be iffy, right? And they know that I may push them to prove up their case. So they have to do a lot of work to make sure that that case is ready to go. So I will probably get a better offer because they know I'm willing to push them on it and go to trial.
Yeah, it is interesting. Can you stick around for just a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
Got a text coming in with a good question. So 7:51 the time. Let's get the ladies in the tech world. Here's Kim Komando.